Well, Matt, your side was a spot kick away from round two. How are you feeling?
I'm probably disappointed they got that far. I didn't think that the game warranted that with our performance. But again, it's a really positive performance. I thought that our players were exceptional at times. We were strong, fit, out of possession. We, I think, played more football today than we did on Saturday. Huge amount of things that we can take out that are positives from the game. Obviously, we'd have loved to have been in the hat for the next round, but it wasn't meant to be. However, the challenge now for the players is replicate that type of performance and put that performance in against teams in our own division.
Absolutely, and that first 60 minutes in particular, very impressive against a side above you in the pyramid.
Yeah, of course, and I thought that we were the better team and we deserved to win the game, but football doesn't tend to always work like that. So now, as I say, the challenge for the players is when they report back in for training to make sure that they're ready and raring to go and, you know, able to deliver a performance that will get us a positive result against Forest Green on Saturday.
You're talking about your side going forward in the two halves. Connor Wilkerson seemed to enjoy that more withdrawn role with Kieran in front of him tonight, and Emmanuel Osadibi a little bit more withdrawn as well in a defensive midfield position.
Obviously what you're trying to do is get your goals onto to the pitch, and that's what we looked at tonight, and we used the game this evening as an opportunity to look at other players within the system, and I thought that the players performed exceptionally well that were out there tonight. And what you want as a coach is you want players that are driving each other. So the three changes we made tonight, you know, the players have gone on and taken their opportunities. Now what it does is it makes it harder to pick the team on Saturday, but that's what you want.
That's it. And younger players perhaps in their early 20s coming in for the likes of the more experienced ones, the likes of Stephen and Manny making way, and you want headaches, don't you?
Of course you do, yeah. And I think then it's a case of the players understanding why, because we want them every day to drive each other on. We want to become better as a group of players. We want to become better as a group of staff and better as a football club. And we've got really good footballers here. And the challenge, as I said now, is to digest what's happened this evening, put it behind us, learn from it, and go again on Saturday.
And there's been plenty of encouraging signs at Tranmere and tonight, and these are the sort of things that building up will get you this first victory now.
I hope so. I mean, look, that's what we're here for. We're here to win games. We're here to be successful, players and staff alike. And I think that's why it aligns. Now, I think sometimes you can use the excuse of it will take time. It will. But the truth is that I suppose we want that sooner rather than later, but the signs are exceptional, and I'm really, really pleased. There's nothing that I can look at this evening and say that I'm disappointed with, other than missing the penalties. Yeah. But then we know that's a lottery. I've been in that position myself as a player, and their players just dealt with that little bit of pressure better than ours.
You've got two good goalkeepers in your squad, in Jack Rosanne and Carl Rushworth. Carl seemed to really enjoy that penalty shoot, didn't he? Goading the opposition fans. He made some good saves.
He did, and I think that he's been exceptional since he's come into the building. What I will say is the competition between him and Jack is high, and for Carl to be ahead of Jack, he has to be on his game every single day. But that's what we want. It's difficult for goalkeepers because they can only play in one position, whereas outfield players, you know, can obviously fill in different areas and they've got more opportunities to get onto the pitch. But having said that, you know, we've got two goalkeepers that will support each other throughout the season.
Very final question from me, at least. The only maybe slight blot was your captain coming off after about an hour. Any sort of early signs as to his welfare?
It's just a precaution. I think that Joss is very in tune with his own body, and you know, he's an experienced player, and sometimes you trust the players, and he made the call alongside us at half time that we'd give it 10 more minutes, 15 minutes, and I think that's enough for him, and hopefully he'll be available for, you know, in contention of selection for Saturday.